Lose track of an old retirement account? Here's how to find it.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. As Americans jump from one job to the next, they're leaving more retirement funds, such as 401ks and pension benefits, with former employers. So it's easy to lose track of retirement funds to which you're entitled. What can you do if you think you've lost track of an account or benefit? Joining us is Wall Street Journal staff reporter Ann Turgeson. First, Ann, how many lost retirement accounts are we talking about?
Well, nobody really knows for sure. There's nobody precisely keeping track. But I've seen an estimate from a credible source that estimates as many as 30% of all pension accounts may ultimately be lost to beneficiaries.
And experts say the problem will likely get worse.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because with 401ks, we now have a very mobile workforce. People change jobs an average of every 3 or 4 years, and particularly with automatic enrollment into 401k accounts, you know, some people. People who change jobs frequently will have a large number of 401k accounts that they potentially leave behind with previous employers. And particularly with younger people, they may not be all that mindful of the fact that they have these accounts. So, you know, by the time they're 50 or 60, they may have forgotten.
Didn't one of the Labor Department offices do a survey on how many recipients were entitled to pension benefits but weren't acting on picking them up?
Yeah, this was kind of shocking. So the Philadelphia Regional Office looked at, there are 6 states in its jurisdiction. They looked at the filings of 50 large pension plans in those 6 states. They found that 70,000 participants who are older than 65, which is really normally the age when pension plans start making payments, were entitled to money but were not collecting. And then the Labor Department has started very recently contacting those people to find out why they're not collecting. They have found when they contacted some of the participants that a large number really just weren't even aware that they were entitled to a benefit.
And aren't some senators on the IRS to do something about this? Does the IRS have any connection with this?
Yeah, so basically already the IRS collects information. My understanding is that when you leave an employer, the employer will then alert the IRS to the fact that you have either a pension benefit or a 401k or both, depending on what you have. And so they're collecting that data. That data actually is distributed to people by the Social Security Administration eventually when they claim benefits. So some senators, including Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Steve Daines of Montana, they recently introduced a bill that would use that data to start an online database that individuals like you and me can just go to look and see what they're entitled to.
All right. What to do if you think you've lost track of a benefit or account?
Right. So the first step is just to think back on, you know, your employment history and to think about, you know, whether you might have earned either a 401k or a pension with those past employers. If you suspect that you did, you should just reach out to that old employer. That's by far the simplest thing. You can send a letter and an email just asking them whether you have a benefit. Where it potentially gets tricky is that over the years, some companies go into bankruptcy, some, you know, go away, some are merged. And so the company that you worked for may or may not still exist. And if it does still exist, it may or may not have the same name. So that's where it gets a little tricky. And there are resources that you can reach out to for help if you hit a dead end and you think to yourself, I don't even know if that company's out there anymore and you don't have any luck with Google. There are resources you can reach out to.
Doesn't it get a little trickier when you have to find a lost 401k account, especially if it's a certain balance?
Yeah. So the 401k situation is a lot more complicated than the pension situation. With pensions, you know, you can go to the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. They maintain a database that can help people in terminated pension plans determine whether they might actually be owed a benefit. I can go through the other resources in a minute. But with a 401k, the problem is that there really is, when a 401k is terminated, there is currently no government agency that sort of becomes responsible for taking over those assets. Mm-hmm. And when a 401k is terminated, basically the 401k plan has to find the participants and send them their money. But if they can't locate you, what they can do at that point is they can roll the money over or transfer it to an IRA or a bank account, or even to a state unclaimed property fund. And so it's hard to know, where do you go about looking for those things?
Now, we're talking about balances under $5,000. Is that the case?
Well, so no, there's two sets of things. If a plan is terminated, they can't find you, they can transfer a balance of any size to one of those three, to a bank account or an IRA. Alternately, if you were in a 401k account, a K plan that still exists, but your balance was below $5,000, it is possible that plan may have actually taken that money and transferred it to an IRA, because a lot of plans have rules that allow them to do things like that.
What about situations in which former workers are denied pension benefits that they believe that they're owed?
Sure. So this gets back to the question of resources that can help you. Whether you are looking for a lost retirement account, or you're trying to contest with a former employer, a determination that you're not eligible for something that you think you are, you can reach out to the Labor Department. Has something called the Participant and Compliance Outreach Education and Assistance Program. It's a little cumbersome, but you can find a chart with this in my article.
Right.
Or there are pension counseling projects that these are operated by nonprofits that are dedicated to helping people with these types of situations. And then there's the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which also may be able to help people in that type of situation. You know, often if you believe you're eligible for something and your employer says, no, you're not, you have to go through and try to prove that you, in fact, are eligible, which may involve digging up old employment records and old tax forms. It can be complicated, so I would encourage people to reach out for help.
I wonder, with a 401k account, you may not be talking about a heck of a lot of money. You know, it may be a small balance, but never having had contact with a pension, I wonder if, in the case of lost pensions, we're talking about a lot of money, potentially a lot of money.
It can be. I mean, in the case of that Philadelphia the Labor Department office in Philadelphia that determined that 70,000 participants in 50 large plans in the Philadelphia region, those people who were kind of not taking their benefits, they were apparently entitled to well over $100 million in annual benefits. So in aggregate, it can be quite a bit of money. And if you were employed at a company for, some number of years, or if the company had a generous formula, you yourself might be entitled to a decent amount of money. And let's face it, when it comes to retirement, even if it's a small amount of money, that can make the difference for people, if only by maybe allowing you to afford, something that you couldn't afford previously.
Right.
So it really, I think it's worth trying to track down. Sometimes with 401k money, that money can grow over time, depending on what it's invested in. So, again, it's certainly worth trying to track the money down.
Good advice. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
You're welcome.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.